Now, again, with Iran having criticized the visit by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to Oman, saying that he is seeking to divide Muslim countries. Foreign Ministry spokesman said the visit aims to cover up over 70 years of occupation and killing of Palestinians by Israel. Badr Qasimi stressed Islamic countries in the region should not bow to U.S. pressure and give Israel leeway to create new regional problems. Spokesman added that Donald Trump's administration has increased pressure on Muslim countries to normalize diplomatic ties with Israel. On Friday, Netanyahu paid a rare visit to Oman. It followed a three-day visit by the Palestinian president to the Persian Gulf country. Israel claims that regional peace and stability were discussed in Oman. Joining us out of California is Paul Lurie from the Free Palestine Movement. Hello, Mr. Lurie. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. Please, if you could tell me, how adept is Netanyahu at discussing regional peace and stability?
What in the world would Netanyahu know about peace and stability when his objectives and the objectives of Israel have always been war and instability? This is nonsense. I mean, I hear the words coming out of his mouth, but they make no sense at all.
And to what end do you think a pretty impartial country like Oman that tries to stay, we rarely hear them in the news, they stay out of a lot of political conflicts and controversies, why would they be hosting a very controversial figure like the premier there, Netanyahu?
Well, as you said in your introduction, the purpose, why they would be doing it, because they want to be on good terms with the friends of Israel, namely Saudi Arabia, right next to them. Maybe they see some economic benefit. They want to please the United States. Who knows what their objectives are? But the importance is what their objectives are not. They are not about Arab unity. It's not about solidarity with Arabs who are suffering, namely the Palestinians. This is crazy. These other countries realize that sooner or later they are potential targets of Israel, that they can be in the same place that the Palestinians are now? You can see it very plainly. We know that Lebanon can be and has been a target of Israel, and they would very much like to have take over South Lebanon. We know that Jordan, Israel covets the East Bank, not just the West Bank, but and beyond that. And Israel wants two Saudi islands, which Saudi Arabia is willing to give away. And all of these things, but that's not the end of their goal. We've seen time and time again that their goal extends into most of the Middle East, including Iraq and Syria and so forth. I mean, they've already got part of Syria. So, the short-sightedness of Arab leaders is breathtaking. But let's face it. If they had a truly strategic understanding of what is going on and they wanted to fight it, what would happen? What would happen is not that they would suddenly unify and win this war or something. What would happen is that the United States and its allies would step in, overthrow the government, and find somebody who will accept it.
It's funny you should say that. A lot of critics say that the new U.S. policy, or I shouldn't say new, for the Middle East is either, befriend Tel Aviv or you're a threat of regime change. I want to thank you there for joining us. It's funny you echoed that exact sentiment. Mr. Paul Lurie out of Berkeley, California, from the Free Palestine Movement.